Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stock Investing for Young Adults Simplified is a practical nonfiction guide aimed at readers who want an accessible entry point into the stock market without being overwhelmed by technical jargon. Positioned within the broader financial literacy category, the book focuses on helping young adults understand how stocks work, how to evaluate companies, and how to think about risk before making investment decisions. Its purpose is not to turn a beginner into a trader overnight, but to provide a structured foundation for making informed choices and avoiding common mistakes that can come from speculation, emotional reactions, or incomplete analysis. Based on the book's title and available description, it emphasizes long-term investing habits, basic valuation thinking, and portfolio awareness in a format intended for readers who are early in their financial journey. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book frames stock investing as a beginner-friendly financial skill. The book appears to treat stock investing as a learnable part of personal finance, rather than a specialist activity reserved for experts. That framing matters because many young adults hesitate to invest due to jargon, market complexity, or fear of making a costly mistake. By presenting investing in simplified terms, the book reduces the psychological barrier to entry and helps readers understand that the first goal is not prediction, but comprehension. This approach is useful because it encourages disciplined participation in the market instead of passivity. A beginner-focused guide also has to clarify the difference between investing and speculation, since new investors often confuse short-term price movement with sound strategy. In that sense, the book's educational value lies in establishing a practical mindset, learn the basics, understand the process, and build confidence through clear decision-making rather than hype or guesswork. Secondly, evaluating stocks through business fundamentals instead of headlines. A central theme suggested by the book is stock evaluation, which means teaching readers how to look beyond market noise and assess the underlying quality of a company. For young investors, this is an important correction to the way investing is often portrayed on social media, where attention tends to center on popular tickers, trends, or short-term gains. A fundamentals-based approach typically involves understanding revenue, profit, cash flow, and other indicators that show whether a company is operating in a durable way. The value of this theme is that it trains readers to ask better questions before buying a stock. What does the company do? How does it make money? And is its business stable enough to justify investment? Even in a simplified format, this kind of evaluation helps build analytical habits that can be applied repeatedly. It also discourages impulse buying, because a reader who learns how to examine fundamentals is less likely to confuse popularity with quality. Thirdly, managing risk as a core part of investing, not an afterthought. The risk management theme is likely one of the book's most practical contributions, especially for new investors who may focus on potential gains while underestimating downside exposure. For young adults, risk management is essential because early financial decisions can affect savings, debt choices, and long-term confidence in investing. A simplified guide in this area would reasonably emphasize diversification, position sizing, and avoiding concentration in a single stock or sector. More importantly, it would encourage readers to treat risk as something to be planned for rather than feared. This distinction is important because risk in investing cannot be eliminated. It can only be measured and controlled. A beginner who understands this is better prepared to weather volatility without panic selling. The book's likely strength here is that it connects risk to behavior as much as numbers, showing that poor decisions often come from emotional reactions, not just from market losses. That makes risk management a behavioral discipline as well as a financial one. Fourthly, using compound growth and a long-term strategy to build wealth gradually. The book's emphasis on building a winning investment strategy suggests a long-term orientation rather than a quick profit mentality. For young adults, that is especially relevant because time is one of the most powerful advantages in investing. A long horizon allows compound growth to work more effectively, making steady contributions and patient holding more important than chasing short-term excitement. This theme likely encourages readers to focus on consistency, reinvestment, and realistic expectations about market performance. That perspective is valuable because it shifts attention from timing the market to participating in it responsibly. A good beginner book also has to explain that a strategy is not just a list of stocks. It is a plan shaped by goals, risk tolerance, and time frame. By framing investing as strategic and gradual, the book can help readers avoid common errors such as overtrading, emotional entry and exit points, and unrealistic return expectations. In other words, the book likely promotes process over prediction. Lastly, building financial independence through informed investing habits. Although the book is focused on stocks, its broader purpose appears tied to financial literacy and long-term independence. That makes investing part of a larger habit system rather than a standalone topic. For young adults, This matters because investing works best when paired with budgeting, saving, and a clear sense of personal goals. The book likely connects stock investing to the idea that money should be managed intentionally, not left idle or handled reactively. By doing so, it can help readers see how investing fits into a broader framework of building assets and preparing for the future. This is a meaningful theme because it gives the subject practical relevance, and readers are not just learning market terminology, but learning how to use investing as one tool among several for financial stability. Compared with more advanced investing books, this kind of approach is likely more accessible and more behaviorally grounded, making it suitable for readers who need structure before sophistication. In conclusion, Stock Investing for Young Adults Simplified is best suited for beginners, especially students, early career readers, and young adults who want a clear introduction to the stock market without being pushed into unnecessary complexity. Its main value lies in translating investing into practical, understandable steps how to think about stocks, how to assess basic business quality, how to manage risk, and how to approach the market with a long-term plan. That makes it useful not only for readers who have never invested before, but also for those who have already opened an account and want a stronger conceptual foundation. Compared with many books in the same genre, this one appears positioned as a simplified financial literacy guide rather than a technical investing manual. That distinction is important because beginners often need clarity, structure, and confidence before they need advanced strategies. The book stands out by aiming at the intersection of education and action. It is not merely about explaining stock market terminology, but about helping readers develop habits that support smarter decisions over time. For readers who want a practical starting point, it offers a focused path into investing that is likely easier to apply than more dense or specialized alternatives. If you would like to support Ramin Keene, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.